This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So you can see, sorry, that I'm all wet.
It's fine. I wasn't even going to ask because, like, I figured if he wants to talk about it, he'll bring up why he's soaking wet.
I've been running around. I just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
Kevin.
One of the most normal reasons to be wet. I mean, honestly, somebody shows up soaking wet to a business meeting, which is how I think of our podcast episodes. And you wonder, how did they get wet? You're hoping shower. That's a very normal answer.
Or doing like physical therapy in the pool for
physical therapy in the
like
pool.
A really serious injury.
Or saw a very unique frog in a pond and dove in and tried to catch it. But something normal that would happen every day and not
or decided
weird.
To walk into the ocean and then said, no, not today.
Turned it around with their last gasp of strength, dragged themselves back onto the shore.
In
were
this
discovered
case,
by a beautiful stranger.
In
resuscitated
this case,
and brought to the pier for skee ball.
It was just a shower. Kevin's sent me ideas for this episode that were so bad and so stinky that I actually had to wash them off.
Clean yourself off.
I had to go. It's like a science room shower, like a pull chain emergency shower.
Yeah, it's like you're getting disinfected. Like it's like radiation. It's like a Silkwood shower, right? You get like scrubbed by a team.
And then I remember, so I'm in the shower and I'm like, oh my God, I completely forgot. I hid all my mom's presents in here. All the presents I hid in the shower.
Presents are getting wet.
Presents are, I can feel the presents.
No!
Like kind of, I can feel the sugar, well, the ones made of sugar dissolving.
All the mushy remnants of the paper mache presents.
The pinata is
gathering around your toes.
Yeah.
Oh, Hayes.
I can hear the PS5 getting wet.
Oh, Hayes, no.
And I.
And
so
that's
I'm like,
Kevin's fault.
It was all Kevin's fault. And so I'm like, okay. And my mom's birthday is in 30 seconds. So.
Stop.
And so I'm like, okay, hopefully I can save the PS5. And so I run it over, like, I bring it to her. I'm like, Mom, happy birthday. This is for you. She's like, I'm like, okay. And she opens it. She's like, this PS5 isn't wet enough.
Okay.
And Dave, I'm sorry. My mom
you
has
probably
gotten,
don't know, Dave. So Hayes's mom is Cartman.
My mom has gotten really into Cartman, yeah.
She loves Cartman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun voice to do. Everyone likes it.
Yeah. I mean, it's moments like that, you know, you only get so many birthdays, like family events, and like it's
with your parents,
like,
you know, your parents are getting older, obviously it happens to everyone, but to spend the whole birthday dealing with a Cartman impression, dealing with the, you know, a very committed in-character Cartman version of your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it feels like you're missing out on some real memories.
Yeah, Authorita is actually.
Authorita,
Authorita,
But I bless you for not knowing that that's how you say it.
I did know. I just didn't want to do it.
No, please cherish not knowing. Cherish that you didn't know. Because I really wish I could
level
go back to
ignorance
being like you.
That you just demonstrated by mispronouncing it.
This reference, I don't even know that Cartman wants a wet PS5 or wetter. Yeah, I was like, it is wet.
And that must be a recent season because I haven't checked in as much. of late, and that's on me a little bit, but I guess it would have to be recent because PS5 didn't even exist in like the Respect My Authority days.
But that's how they do it. They can turn around stuff so fast.
6 days to air.
Yeah.
Gotta, I mean, they got to get it done.
This is, no. I'm getting my news from this at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before I get my news.
I remember finding out that we had gotten Bin Laden from Stan's dad.
Wow. Randy.
Randy Marsh.
And bless you, Dave, for not knowing that that's Stan's dad's name. I really...
Yeah, I did know that, but I...
Okay, you obviously did.
Yeah, okay.
He was doing the, like... That thing where he wanted to fight everyone, he's like, you want some of this? Or like, come get some of that, where he like getting a fight. And then he was, went to fight Bin Laden. He was already dead. I don't remember the episode that well. But I remember that being a really powerful moment in American history.
Mm-hmm. So then the little CD drive on the PS5 opened and a fish flopped out.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because of how wet it was in the shower, wow. I guess. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Button, Dropping Names, and the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up? Here we go.
Dave.
Hi.
DH, the designated hitter, Dave Holmes.
Dave's
at the plate.
Holmes.
Yes.
This man delivers the dingers. Come on, baby. We need a big episode. We gotta have something for us.
Big episode, baby. Let's go.
So wing, David. Come on, DH.
I'm feeling intense pressure. There, did something happen with the designated hitter this week? Yesterday was opening day.
It's showing up in your Google alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, baseball is happening.
Baseball is happening, but did they like expand that rule or something?
They made it even bigger.
They made it bigger?
The rule's even bigger.
Mm-hmm. No, because like one, like the American League, you could have them, and the National League, you could not have them.
And the pitcher would have to do it. You know what? This is really a question for Kevin, our resident sports analyst.
Everyone, it did change. They did expand it. Everyone on the field is holding a bat all the time.
All the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Everyone,
it's good and bad. I miss the old days where no one had a bat. You know, to me, that was baseball.
That was baseball.
And then that one bat comes in, everyone's jealous. They're all sharing the bat, taking turns with the bat. And then you get these, you know, now these millionaire crybaby, you know, megastar divas, and they all want to have their own bat all the time. And I go, this isn't what it was like. And when I used to watch it, they hated each other. They had no bat. There was no ball.
Everyone on every team?
Everyone on every team hated
Everyone on every team.
With, like within the team, there was hatred.
Everyone was pissed.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like one team hating another team. It was
well, because it was called
team.
At the time. So there was no bat, there was no ball, and it was, and there were no gloves. And it was baseball is actually an abbreviated form of biscuit ball. And what it would be is you get one biscuit, and that's your food for the week. And you'd have whatever it was 29 guys out there. So, you know, probably was an even number, but they're all out there and they're fighting over this biscuit. And it was true competition. You know, there were real stakes. None of this.
And they would run around and that, like, they would run and chase the biscuit in kind of that funny, fast way. That
yeah.
Used to run.
Oh, Billy Crystal has a fun piece of business about that. Where was
he
the ball?
I'd be more surprised if he didn't. Yeah. You know, something comes up, especially something old timey like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really the interesting thing to me would be Billy Crystal doesn't have something on this because he has
being the
so much
the
material
word.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're making money off of that little fast baseball run that is big and business is good.
But was there a ball in biscuit ball? I'm not to the point where I know where the ball comes in.
It was like they used a ball of dough to cook the biscuit.
Mm-hmm. To cook the biscuit, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was like a biscuit, formerly a ball, yeah.
Dave.
Yes?
We speak today as, I mean,
basketball
we can get into
it. Called biscuit ball. I should just say, basketball was also called biscuit ball.
Much closer to that.
It's sort of splintered off to become these two camps. But we don't have to get into the sports history thing. That's really for our other show we do with Kevin.
And I, let's talk about our past and like, and let's like really, really get into it and just like, well, let's like get like really real and talk about. We used to be.
Did you hear my dog react to that?
About the idea of getting real.
Getting real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so your dog can detect realness.
Absolutely. Trained for it. Sniff it.
Wow.
He just did it again.
Wow.
Yeah. And it is, you know, and you teach the basics, right? Mm-hmm. Sit, stay, lie down, maybe roll over if they're brave. My dog gets scared when he rolls over. But
does he really?
Yeah. You go to roll him over. He goes, oh, no. I am upside down.
But your dog barks when people are being straight up.
Yeah, that's the next thing you usually teach is like if people are being really authentic, getting raw, and opening their hearts to one another in a very vulnerable way, as we so often do on this show.
Yeah, he hates a cop-out, Finn does. He just really does. So
all this phony surface bullshit must be tough for you to live in this town.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Boy, your dog must be barking all the time.
Dog a lot of the time. So,
or yeah, not barking. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
No, forget it.
We speak today as former Earwolf. Doing Earwolves together.
Mm-hmm.
Earwolves. I can talk about this. First of all, it was the initial revelation that Earwolf was with other shows, that we were not the only show.
That hurts.
And I'm sure for you, too, on your side, you're finding out, you know, it's hard for me to, like, think about the experiences of other people on the network that, like, we have been sort of been made promises that, like, this is a thing that we have with Earwolf. That's just us. That is special. That is unique. But then it turns out that they are with, and not to be, like, prudish about this, but with, like, a lot of other shows.
A ton.
Yeah.
Now, there were a lot of shows on the walls.
Yeah.
And I just thought that that was something that people let, like, they would pitch and then that would be the leave behind. And they just, this was a fun thing and they would just put it on the wall just for, like, atmosphere. I didn't think that these were actual things.
I thought it was shows they liked. Like, I thought it was like having, you know, I got posters on my walls of different bands and stuff. Like, that doesn't mean that I've, like, been with all those bands.
You're not in Van Halen.
No. And I'm not having them like come into my house. Mm-hmm. Like
somebody is being extremely real outside the front door.
Yeah. Apparently maybe it's happening. Like a squirrel is being like absolutely
a squirrel's probably
real and
being
raw.
So
fucking real.
Laying it down. I'm going to put the dog in his crate.
I don't want to be responsible for that. I don't want
He loves it.
Just don't tell
it.
Me. Just walk off. Just don't tell me this stuff. Just disappear. And
no,
then,
it's not
like,
a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's just he's clearly overstimulated by the realness. And if we're going to get into Earwolf, it's not going to get any better.
Well, so, that's the truth is when when the three of us talk about Earwolf, it stays extremely real the whole time.
It stays very, very real. Let me just get him in there. He loves it. He feels safe in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave's okay, quick gone. Check-in, boys.
The dog. The dog likes the crate.
The dog likes the crate.
Listen to how much he likes it.
Hang on.
The dog is like into that stuff.
All right, I'm back. Did you hear him? Did you hear him trotting all the way to this little crate? He loves it.
And again, like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't consider myself like a super like prude about any of this stuff, but like.
No, not at all.
With the podcast, that was exactly my feeling. It's like, okay, oh, they're with us, so of course they like podcasts. It makes sense that they would have other podcasts.
Put posters of podcasts, I didn't know it was like a little revolving door of just open 24 hours, everybody coming in whenever they feel like it.
Yeah. I felt like it was the house that I had built, my own self. And I didn't really get to meet a whole lot of my employees when I stopped by, but I met a few. I felt good about it. And then,
I felt great suddenly about my relationships with the employees there for sure. No, I'm happy you brought that up. I didn't meet everyone, but the relationships I had with the employees the different people who would be on an email, and then the exact same project would just have someone else in charge of the email, and it was like the first person didn't exist anymore within a matter of weeks. Mm-hmm. Those were some of the special relationships that got formed there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then it, like, that's set up, I think, like, to turn us against each other. You know, once we all find out, which I think was a controlled operation, to have us all find out about each other and then, like, fight to try and get us to, like, oh, that this will be, like, great podcast content. Everyone's fighting because they love me, Earwolf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't know that we would get into the Homophilia versus Hollywood Handbook feud as quickly as we did.
Well, and I wanted to say to the network, hey, guys, this is podcasting. It's not basketball. Like, we're not all supposed to be competing for resources.
It ends up hanging with your friends. Yeah,
that's the perfect analogy. They recreated basketball in a way, which I'm a big fan of. I brought it up a few times. But I didn't want to be a participant. And by the way, the people who were participating in that, it was done willingly, and they went in eyes open.
Yeah.
No one got tricked.
They were straight
the
up.
The way we did.
The commissioner was straight up about that.
So I don't know. To me, it felt like a real betrayal. And you realize, like, oh, we're all fighting each other while the fat cats sit in their throne and just laugh.
Right. While the fat cats do, like, you know, wrangle in some names. And invent, like, spend a lot of money inventing the radio show. You know, now it's like we got, it's like, oh, so like an hour long with a big name and commercial breaks. You've invented a radio show. We're in 1925
from like the 50s.
Now.
Yeah. Or the 20s. Yeah.
And they're like, well, this one is pre-recorded. And then you're like, well, so were those.
So are those.
A lot of the time.
This one you can listen to whenever. Okay. You got us there.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's...
That's better, yeah.
It's a radio show.
If I want someone to record the radio for me, I can have that.
You can have that.
You know?
Give somebody a cassette.
And so, like, the biscuit became, like, Earwolf's kiss, basically. Everyone's fighting over Earwolf's kiss. And so then, you know, then suddenly, like, one day you, like, wake up, like, eyes wide open, and, like, this is toxic for me. This is not help. This podcast company that's my girlfriend boyfriend is not in it for me. They just want me to do a podcast for them.
Right.
They just want me to do a podcast.
I'm being used by my girlfriend boyfriend. The podcast company, who I thought I was in a relationship, a partnership with, they're actually seeing everyone in town. I'm not a prude, but they're being promiscuous, which is their choice, but they didn't tell me. And the way I found out was hurtful, and they want me to keep doing the podcast. For what? A little money?
Money?
Well, that feels cheap.
What was the last straw? At what point did you say, I can't stands no more? Like
the last straw, thank you for it, was Kevin coming to us and telling us that he had no idea about any of this. Kevin is like, oh my God. When we're like, Kevin, did you know that they were like seeing all these, they were with all these other podcasts? He's like, what? Oh my God. No, I had no idea.
When I saw what they did to Kevin, because I thought, well, this guy works there. He's like their boss, basically. He must know what's happening. And then I was pretty upset with him. I thought I got betrayed. He said, you have no idea how I feel. Oh, my God. They're doing what? No, guys. You guys. Oh, no.
Kevin, what was that like?
It hurt because I had a promise to work in a good vibes only zone, and they betrayed my trust. And so I kind of felt like they took the gas out of my car and then put it in a Lamborghini and then gave the keys to someone else while I was sleeping.
That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah.
They took all the gas out.
Gave that the hurts. Keys to the Lamborghini to someone else?
And my keys.
And your keys as well. So now you got no gas. and no keys.
Sucks.
Wow.
Did you just say dogs?
Dogs.
Yeah, why did you say dogs?
Why are you saying dogs?
They took my dog too.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God. And the dog drives.
I thought you were saying
now?
I thought that we had gone so far with the my dog detecting realness that dogs had become slang for this dogs. Is extremely real. Like I'm being vulnerable right
dogs,
now.
Guys. That too.
Dogs.
That's on like dogs. Pinky swear
and,
now.
And that's on dogs. Dogs.
This is what happened. Dogs. Dogs.
But look, here we are. Yeah,
here we are.
Surviving.
In a new world. SiriusXM paid $87 billion for some good office chairs.
Always way more chairs than people at that,
that
office.
A lot of chairs. A lot of chairs.
But nice chairs.
Yeah, no, good. I mean, yeah.
Pretty comfy. Yeah, some of them weren't good.
And
every chair is not going to be great, you know, when you have that many.
Right. Stands to reason. Did you get your shoes?
I got my shoe.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
my Gooseman shoe?
Yeah. I think I got a piece of one of the shoes. I had to share a shoe
it's
with
too
a bunch
far
of
away
other
for
people.
Me to reach.
Okay. Okay. I got the one that I got, but the other one, I guess, is still there. I want my other shoe.
Yeah,
they're not my size and I won't wear them, but it'd be nice to have the pair. For those who don't know, if you didn't get to the spectacular Earwolf offices, they were decorated with hand-painted Vans.
No, we have the same audience as we had when that was the thing that people were talking about, you know? So this was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have added new people, and obviously some people have left, but everyone who is listening was listening then when everyone was like talking about the shoes on the wall that the Gooseman drew. So you don't have to explain. Like they're explaining to their friends about this already.
Of course. Okay. Never met the Gooseman.
Did we meet the Gooseman, Sean?
No.
No.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. So what's your new reality?
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Let's
figure it out. We're all of us, I'm so happy for us. We're surviving, we're thriving, we're thriving on.
We're very calm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just, what the fuck is the Chive? What is the Chive?
The chive is for mad lads.
It's for mad lads. Yeah, I was going to say it's not for just any lad. But if you're a mad lad, go ahead and chive on because it's going to provide you with exactly what you're looking for.
Because I have been in bars that has the Chive TV. Yeah.
Just on
and
TV.
It seems to be like pool trick shots and sports bloops and
they
things.
Have. Smoke shows. Don't forget smoke show.
Do they have smoke shows?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have
smoke shows.
Animal that has big balls.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Big wings.
Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect.
They have Dude Perfect.
They have Dude Perfect. You know? You want to see somebody throw a frisbee, you know, from up high? Well,
yeah. Yes.
Chive's got you covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was rhetorical for a minute, but yes.
No, please. I need to hear your answer.
Yes.
If I'm going to let you in on this top secret website we all enjoy, the Chive.
Chive. Okay.
And so much like Chive, we have our own little piece of the internet. We have our this little shop here where we're just the like little cobblers. And you just walk in and it's like, oh, this looks like a nice little cobbling shop. And my feet are weary. I could use new shoe parts. And then we say, have a set down right here, and you watch us artisanally assemble new shoe for you, and we're being so funny.
Crafted to your specifications.
Yes.
Every podcast we make has essentially been commissioned by a wealthy benefactor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we are crafting it exactly to their needs and desires. So like this episode, Dave Holmes, somebody wanted to hear you get real about Earwolf. They even wanted to hear you put your dog in a crate. Now, I'm not going to speculate on whether that is sexual for them or not.
Because you know that it is.
And there's no need to speculate on it.
Mm-hmm.
We can say with certainty that this is some sort of sexual experience for one of our listeners who has paid a modest sum to hear us record this episode with you.
It is. I think in actual life, it is. There is someone.
Oh, yeah.
If Finn could hear this, he would bark because that's what we're saying.
Yeah. That's what Sean just said.
Mm-hmm.
And it is real.
Yeah. Is that an elliptical behind you, Sean?
You know, I got the elliptical back there. Yeah.
Great.
I'm trying to shed some of these quarantine pounds, huh?
Aren't we all?
Are we all involved with this?
Louder for the people in the back.
and it's true. I should speak up. But yeah, I got the elliptical there. It's a Soul E25.
Nice. Got the E25.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Features including
a couple different programs you can punch in on there.
Great.
I'm usually clicking Fat Burn.
Sure.
My issue is, you know, when I've like done the ellipticals and it's like really gotten me in shape, but then I've started walking around like that.
You're sliding, you know what I mean? Your feet along the ground, and also you're pumping.
My arms are pumping in the air, and my feet are just kind of moving in that, like I'm walking on the base of a circle.
Just like a looping kind of mm-hmm. arc, like a low oval.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's fun. You don't need equipment for that. That's cheap. You can do it anytime, any place.
And then the world is my gym.
I think Hayes disagrees.
I'm getting in great shape because I'm ellipticaling around the city.
Uh-huh.
But the way people look, the way people try to hit me with their car, because they think it's helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, they know. They go, oh, here's a fitness freak.
I think they think I'm in like enough trouble that the only solution at that point is to
get you to a hospital.
Is to take me out.
That a medical emergency would be preferable to what you are dealing yes. with just wandering around.
But here's what we want to get. So we've got this. And Dave,
yeah,
you're
tangents.
And Dave is moving on. Homophilia is moving on.
We have moved. We're with World of Wonder now. The World of Wonder Podcast Network.
That's a nice name.
It is a nice name. Isn't it?
None of this scary.
It's a wolf.
Dog wolf.
Bite yeah. you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is fun. Wonder. Joy.
Or mm-hmm. yucky head gum. What is that? Earwax?
What is that?
Head gum. Ugh. World of Wonder. Okay.
Wonder.
That's nice.
Yeah, they do.
I'm feral.
Fun shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to bite
like
you.
I don't like that. Ew. Okay. World of Wonder.
It's just going
nice.
To delight you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They're mostly a TV production company, but they're kind of starting to do podcasts and stuff, too. And they have connected to their offices in Hollywood. There's like a theater, which they took over and like opened on May 1st or March 1st of 2020. So, like, it has just been sitting there. But it will eventually become an event space, and we'll get to do some live shows that turn into fucking dance parties, and we're gonna go to town.
I can't wait to see what you do with that space.
I mean,
that's trouble.
Yep.
Come on.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Dance, costumes, lights.
Enjoy the peace and quiet while you have it, neighbors, because this the space is going to be.
So this is great for us. First of all, this is what we're doing, too. We're doing the exact same thing. We're going to dance as well.
We're dancing, too.
Now, what are you doing?
I just said.
We're going to. Preparing to dance. What we're doing, really, is limbering up for what should be.
That's what the thing is for.
A pretty big dance that we end up doing.
Okay.
In the meantime, we do have to provide something, some other kind of content.
And it's like what you were saying, which is we are actually TV as well.
Dude.
Oh.
And it's happening right now.
Oh.
Think about that.
Oh, okay.
Think about that.
This is TV.
This is good TV.
Mm-hmm. But this is what we need help with, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Lay it on me.
Your foundation, your start was on camera.
Yes.
You were bringing it. You're the host.
Yes.
Dave's the host.
Mm-hmm.
This, we've obviously like worked in visual formats before, but never in this context where we're like, we are the host and it's just face. The face show, right? And that's how you described it when you were hosting.
Mm-hmm.
This is the face show.
Yeah.
And business
I
is
said,
good.
Let me do the face show.
Yep. Come one, come all of the face show.
Yeah. Everybody gather around in front of my face for the face show.
So we
gather around
Sean
my friends for the show that never ends. The face show. Face.
Yeah.
And Sean, we see like we've been trying different things. There's a little confusion about like how to make this good at all.
Yeah, I've been struggling with that in particular. I know that even making it a little bit good has been a rather elusive goal for me. I have managed to make it not good, which I understand is the first step.
I have been told recently that it's
a single step.
I've been told that it might not be.
Okay. And that's discouraging for me because that was really the only positive I had to hold on to at this stage where I was for a long time. I was just not doing it. Didn't do anything.
Sure. That is actually kind of the first step.
Is not doing it?
Yeah. I mean, you have to not do it first.
Then I've started doing it, making it not good. Dabbled in making it very bad. Would love to somehow move forward towards making it a little good. And Hayes has actually been talking about down the road, 10, 15 years from now, making it very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've set a goal. What was very bad? Talk me through very bad.
Let's think. A lot of times I would just, when we started using the camera, I didn't totally understand where it was or how it worked. So it would just kind of be up, you know, up my nose.
Up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I would have stuff in there like creatures in there, like little like toy dinosaurs and stuff would be up there too. And it looked pretty scary.
So you could see, yeah. It was like a diorama basically.
Yeah. It was like a sort of prehistoric diorama. And people got extremely frightened. And then when they realized that it, you know, was not what was happening and that it was a diorama, but where it took place was actually inside my nose, they found it to be gross.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just a lot of, it's a lot of levels. It's a big ask for a viewer.
I decided that I needed some like on-camera business to be doing, like Brad in Oceans, where you notice he's always having French fry
sandwich,
ice cream
fry sandwich.
I feel like, who or what that is?
Brad in Oceans.
Brad from Oceans had a fry sandwich.
Brad
from Oceans had fries falling out of his sandwich when he bites into the bread.
That doesn't make me know what it is.
Rusty.
When you're watching Oceans, first of all, let's back up. Let's back up. Every con has its pros. Brad is one of the pros. And Danny Ocean needs his help. He has to eat a fry sandwich.
The Oceans film series. Okay. It's the Oceans film series.
And so.
I thought it was a show called Oceans, and I had not seen that show.
And cherish not knowing about this, because I'll cherish the fact that you didn't know and you still don't know, because I'll get to why. Brad is always, he always has this little food business that he's doing in that movie, and I'm like, that's cool. That's compelling. I'm watching that. I don't, like, they're talking about some fake
I feel
thing.
Like I'm watching someone live their lives on screen. It's no longer like a character acting in some preconceived plot. I'm like, this guy's eating a fry sandwich. That's what I do.
So I'm like, I'll do that. I'll just be like munching on something. I ended up swallowing a whole sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Japanese sweet potato.
Uncooked.
Purple.
Uncooked.
How?
Not well.
If you have to ask,
you can't afford it. And that was one of our better episodes, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it had an arc, a beginning, middle, and end. There was showing everyone the sweet potato. There was getting it about halfway down the throat. And then there was the ambulance. So
the very bad was like before that,
where mm-hmm. I felt like I've got to like bail this out.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that, and yeah, it ended up being something at least.
Don't eat on camera is one thing that I would say. Just overall, try to avoid eating.
Tell that to Brandon.
Don't eat. You mean don't chew on?
Don't eat or chew or drink. It's business for the mouth that you
don't drink the camera.
Don't drink on camera, or don't drink the camera. It's you want the mouth free for talking, for words. So Don't keep that channel open.
One
quick word of advice.
What am I supposed to be?
Can I suck on a straw that's not going into any, it's not in a glass or anything, but I'm just sort of like through it, because then I'm not eating or drinking, but at least there's something happening.
I wouldn't, again.
Wow. This guy's got a lot of rules. Hey, this is why we have you here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, you do want to keep the mouth free for words and reactions. So, yeah, don't put stuff in it until after.
Mm-hmm.
During, keep it open.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, are you familiar with... I'm going to get into... I took some theater class. Okay, sunglasses, sure. I took some theater classes in college. Are you familiar with the idea of the actor's secret?
Oh. Yes, inside the actor's secret.
No. This is a concept where in your performance, you want to be, there's something that's not in the script, you know something that no one else on stage knows.
Well, the actor's secret is that they're just pretending they're not really that,
it's
that
fake.
Guy. Yeah, it's fake.
Right. But in a performance, in your head, you want to you want to have a secret that the other person doesn't know. Like,
I'm hungry. I wish I could be eating something, but Dave told me I'm not allowed.
Yes. Or, I had sex with your mom.
Or I wish I had a straw or something just to like suck through, even if there was nothing.
I have $1 million in the bank. Or just something in your head.
Whoa.
Okay.
That you're withholding from the other person.
Yeah, that's what I call Kevin's secret, that last one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I have it in many banks.
So, like, this is a secret that we keep from
the listener.
The listener. Or, like, they're watching and I'm having a big secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it has nothing to do with what's going on. It's just a little secret.
Okay.
Have a secret.
Yeah. Have a secret.
Okay. Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a thing. Just something
different. So let's do a little bit of podcast about just anything, but I'll have a secret.
Okay. Have you tried the Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's? Oh, see? Okay. That was subtle.
I missed it.
We'll just talk about some other stuff. Traffic's coming back, right, Hayes?
Wait, what happened? Let me ask you that. So, Kevin, when we're being TV for this, is it like, will people even be able to see what Sean was doing, or is it only the person who's big on screen, or you can see everyone at once?
You can see everyone.
TVs.
I have everyone equally on the screen.
Okay. Because I missed it. So, and
he just did it again.
Yeah.
That's good. I guess I could whisper it for the listener, for the viewer, like, look at Sean.
Yeah, let's do that. So, Hazy and I will have a conversation about something else.
Okay.
Movie theaters, or maybe... Are you going to go?
Look at Sean. Sean right now.
Shut up.
Go
where?
Sean.
It's like so distracting to me. I'm sorry. The secret, I understand it's for the audience, but like what I don't like that I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's a challenge. Maybe I should tell you ahead of time. So I'm going to see a huge bee.
Later, you're going to see a huge bee?
Yeah.
Your secret is that sometime in the future, you are going to see a big bee.
Yeah.
When?
Well, that's not really in my control. I mean, bees part of nature, you know, they're wild. Bees are wild animals. So there's not really something you could do to control where they are or when, unless you're a beekeeper, which that could be a cool secret for me.
Yeah, that's a fun secret. But so Is it like a circus attraction, like really big B that you're going to see later, or just you're certain that at some point in your life
than
in
I
the
thought.
Future, you're going to see a big B?
I was thinking it was just a big one that I was going to see, maybe landed on one of these smoke shows from the Chive. Right? And I'm thinking, uh-oh, don't get stung, dear. This is sort of just a, you know, what I come up with as a possible secret for me.
Is
something
that an example?
I can express. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a multi-layered secret. I like that one. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
What was your, when you were hosting,
mm-hmm.
what was your, did you have a secret?
Oh God. I mean, it would change from day to day. You gotta mix
okay.
it up.
Okay.
It's sometimes as simple as I know card tricks, and sometimes as mm-hmm. elaborate as, I am royalty in, Slovenia.
Is that
somewhat that, usually it, most of the time it was just, I'm
that's true.
So tired. Pardon me?
That's true.
No, it's not. But that's the
so these are all lies.
It's a fake secret.
Yeah.
These are
they're
all
fake,
lying.
They're
and
fake
being
lies.
Fake.
Yeah.
They're okay. all fake lies.
They're all fake okay. lies.
Yeah, I guess I'm not into lying to my audience.
But you're not.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to say no and refuse to ever be dishonest with my audience.
I'm a little
audience.
Funny. I'm a little weird this way. I was comfortable telling the audience that I expected to see a B later because I don't see that as an out and out lie and a betrayal. It's actually just something we can anticipate that might be exciting. And I was fully prepared to come on next week on the show and say, hey, full disclosure, everyone, I didn't see a big B. It didn't happen. I know that I, if not promised, at least implied that that was possible through some of my facial reactions. I did lift up my glasses, make big face. I didn't see a bee, and I didn't see one of these smoke shows from the Chive. Don't get stung, dear. Neither of those things happened, but let's just try to have a good episode. Please forgive me, you know, and I was willing to proceed that way. But to come in with these secrets you're talking about where it's like, you know, oh, I got sucked down the drain in my tub and I lived in the sewer for a year and now I'm out, but I'm actually the king of the sewer. Like that to me feels like that's not true, David.
No, but it's just imagination. It's just something to give you to light something up behind your eyes, you know?
Mm. Can I tell you mine? And it's a little it's a little twisted. Each okay. night I go to a graveyard and I read the tombstones top to bottom and like John Smith, father,
that's how everyone reads them,
brother,
yeah,
dad,
how else would
teacher
you start at the bottom of the tombstone.
And then I say, I know. And then I go to the next one, Mary Smith, sister, principal, neighbor, friend.
So you're like poning the graves.
I say, I know. And then I go to the next one. And I do that with every single grave. Every tombstone.
So you go to a graveyard and you behave as though the tombstones are inconveniencing you.
Are telling you this information that you already know.
That's boring to you.
Yes. Do you think that's a good secret?
I think that's a really fun secret, yeah.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that secret too because I believe that it is real. And I actually believe that you knew when all of those people died.
Mm-hmm. And that you were possibly involved.
Because they do give you, in the old days, a tombstone would be a full obituary. You would get the person's occupation. You would get the cause of death.
Uh-huh.
You would have some fun facts about where to send
trivia.
Flowers and donations.
Did you know? Mm-hmm. It's like who's reading Goosebumps. Go to tombstone 44 to finish the trivia. You go over to, wow, I should start a trivia tombstone. A trivia graveyard. Kevin's trivia graveyard. Damn.
Just let him go.
So what would happen with the smoke shows on the Chive? This is not a thing that I remember. Was it just like pictures of pretty girls or would they have like videos? Was it hot tub? What was it?
It's blocked on my internet. I can't mm-hmm. see it. But Hayes has told me that it's that, yeah, they are often very pretty. I never found out if it's a moving image. I assumed it was either a photo or a GIF. I didn't think it would be a full video.
Mine has, you remember on VHS, the little parts of the video would get like worn out sometimes. That's what's, yeah. And like, you know, like that part, you watch it too many times and it would like get worn away. That has happened to the Chive for me on my computer.
It's all glitchy.
It has like, it's like been worn thin on my screen. So I
can't. Not often you get a really staticky image mm-hmm. on a web video, but on Hayes's the Chive, yeah.
Warped a web video.
Yeah, it is. There's like burn marks on it and stuff just from overuse. So I can't see the smoke shows anymore. I can't see the rabbit that's like big, has big balls.
Mm-hmm. Are they current smoke shows? Is it?
These are all dead smoke shows.
All dead smoke
yeah,
shows.
That's okay. That's a promise that they've made is that mm-hmm. like.
Don't worry, this is not disrespectful. All of these smoke shows are no longer alive.
Are extremely dead. They're actually in the graves that Kevin's been reading.
That's yes. the last thing it says, smoke show on the bottom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dead and then smoke show.
Yes. Mother, principal, smoke show.
Neighbor. Friend, dead, smoke show.
And they have ancient smoke shows. And they will educate
really?
You mm-hmm. about ancient smoke show.
Historical smoke shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
No, it's like got some really old school smoke
Check
shows.
Check out this photo of the czar.
Yeah. It'll say, and I don't support this, and I actually, when I heard about this one, I said they should take it down, mm-hmm. but it does say, get a load of them Nefertitties.
And I
actually think that is disrespectful. Dead or alive, I do go mm-hmm. like, hey, come on. Let's, you know, let's have some limits here.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the czar. That's fine.
That's all right. Then it's like, can we please have more check out the czar content? And not this other stuff.
Come on. This
is not the kind of stuff I come to this website to be unable to see.
The okay? Chive is better than this, I say. Come on. The Chive has to be above that. You guys are leaders in the industry setting an example for other mad lad sites.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lower the bar, it's a limbo game. Everybody's going to be getting down there seeing how low it can go. But if you maintain your dignity and just say, check out the czar, I think the whole industry benefits and the mad lads as well.
Dave, when you're having
yes.
the dance,
yes.
what if everyone is too shy? And what if like some like what if everyone like just forms little like circles? What if like the like friends are like pretending to slow dance and stuff, but it's like mm-hmm. not like it's like people aren't actually like vibing.
It's like
stuff.
Ironic. They're like making fun of it. Like, imagine I was dancing. Or yeah. if you're like really, all your joints are really sort of just stiff hinges. And the way that you
yeah.
move is like not what people think is like dancing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds yeah. like a world
Shy
of blunder.
Bones. And so Kevin, I don't know if you heard Kevin said it sounds like world of blunder.
Wow. That's extremely aggressive. I don't like it.
If are that you, were to happen.
Okay. I don't think it will. Are you guys shy dancers? Is this why you're asking?
Who, me? Asking? Oh, no, no. I wasn't saying that. But if someone was, would that be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. Yes. The thing is, you have to be the one to start. You've been to a middle school mixer, right?
Yeah, sure. Sort of.
The boys stand on one side. The girls stand on the other side. And then somebody starts dancing, and then everybody okay. starts dancing.
Yeah, the principle.
I think even in middle age, that still holds true, right? We'll start. The shy will follow. The shy and stiff will inevitably follow, right?
And
I'll dance. I'll start dancing, and I'll be the first one for sure. But okay. I'll be facing the wall and kind of like pressed up against it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
But I'll dance and I'll just like be assuming, hoping, frankly, that other people are being inspired by what I'm doing and they're dancing behind me. So this is all I ask. Just at the end of the night, just tell me that's what happened.
Okay, because you'll never know.
I'll never know. I'm mushed up on the wall and I'm just I'm going to work.
Yeah.
But I would love it if other people were inspired by my dancing and are like, "Oh, awesome. Like we'll dance too." And like they're cheering for me. They're copying some of my moves, but I can't see or hear any of it.
Right. Yeah, I think they will be. That sounds inspiring to me. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not saying I don't care what you say to me before.
Uh-huh.
Like you telling me that now means nothing. I need you to tell me after that it did happen.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I promise. Sean, what may I ask? What's your secret right now?
Just, well, it's not even really like any big secret or anything, but just.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's not even actually like a big deal or anything. Like, probably shouldn't even say it. Like, it's not like a huge secret, but. Just that probably at the dance, I'll probably just be, you know, just in the toilet the whole time.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Not in the bathroom, but in the toilet.
Yeah.
Why are you in the toilet?
He's shy.
I'm so shy. I'm shy. I'm shy. And so I think if I'm just in the bathroom, in like the sort of lobby area of the bathroom, that people could see me and try to pull me back on the dance floor. But if I'm in the toilet, they're not going to want to touch me because it's so gross in there. And I think that that's probably the best place to be, as shy as I am. I'm but sorry, you... David. Did I ruin the dance?
No, but you came.
I'm just so scared.
You showed up.
The toilet.
You showed up.
I mean, maybe if someone flushes it, I would start dancing a little bit naturally just because of the spinning, making
swirling around and around.
Yeah.
Wow, cool dance.
I don't think I would. Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's
cool dance,
Sean. I
guess the bathroom's got its own kind of music.
Sean, you showed up to the dance in the first place. That's initiative.
Yeah.
And so maybe for the next
Okay. Sort of.
I was already in the building. Yeah.
He was in the toilet before that.
Okay.
Yeah. I went there.
But the dance showed up to him. That, you know.
Well, the dance started and I didn't leave. But yeah, I'd be in there. So I guess that's sort of my secret right now. I'm so sorry, David. I didn't ruin the dance, did I?
No. No.
Just because I'm in the toilet the entire time. And when people even come into the bathroom, I'm so scared that I'm just yelling from inside the toilet the whole time. And it's actually really distracting. And you can even hear it on the dance floor over the music. And people are getting worried. I hope
what are
that
you
doesn't
yelling?
Ruin the dance. Oh... Just the lyrics to a song that I can remember. Well, there's a port in the Western Bay where the sailors pass the time away.
When's the next dance? When's the dance?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, right. Good.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
everything's
you.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, God.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss starting a White Castle franchise, the boys discuss dropping off episodes at the podcast dump, and the flagrant ones talk to Jason Concepcion. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of full episodes, like the one you just heard with Dave Holmes, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.